today is the, for most kids, I think today is the final day of school. I know that some people are will not get out of school until like next Wednesday or Thursday, you know, depending on where you are.
Yeah. And boy, these last days of school are such a penalty kill. Like, you're not doing any learning.
So we
the teachers
all,
are done.
No, and we all remember that, especially, you know, prior to high school, when maybe in high school you got to take finals and all that. But honestly.
But they're usually done before this week.
I think so, yeah. I think so. But I still remember the feeling as a kid, the last week of school and the final day of school. You cannot replace that feeling of happiness.
Yeah, the rush of the unknown. 2.5, 3 months of freedom.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I heard Donnie and Matt talking about this. And the true sweet spot, if you will, for summer was between probably, you know, let's say first grade through ninth grade. Because after that, most people that I knew worked. Or, like, I took driver's ed, like, ninth grade going into 10th grade one summer, and I did it, like, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. For 6 weeks during the summer. And then I would go to work. Most people worked. And so that took away a lot of the glory of summer when you started to have to work and have a job. But even then, you know, we were all working menial jobs, and for me, I was working at golf courses and picking up the driving range and cleaning golf carts and gassing up the carts and all that. And but that the summer where you the summers where you didn't have to work, and again, it's so different now. When you would hang out with your friends from sun up to sundown and beyond.
Yeah.
All day, all night, no phones.
Go swimming, go ride your bike.
All of it, dude. I did not care about the heat.
Go play video games at the gas station.
Yes, all of it. I didn't care about heat at all. Like, it was, you went to your friend's house immediately the first day of summer in the neighborhood on your bike, and it's like, what do you want to do? What do you not want to do? Like, you do everything. And that continues for 3 months. Maybe you get you squeeze in a week long vacation with the parents somewhere, you know, driving somewhere. Nobody flew. I didn't know one person who got on an airplane when we were kids.
Yeah, me
did
either.
You?
No, and we didn't. I don't think we really did our vacations in the summer. We didn't go anywhere. I mean, I had a. The one luxury I had was the Six Flags season pass.
Yeah.
So that would be at least once a week.
Which was also fun. And we would do, growing up in Arlington, we had the, so you would take a Dr. Pepper can up to Six Flags, and a Dr. Pepper can got you a, I think a $40 season pass for the year. $40 for a year at Six Flags. Then you would go across the street, and there, it was like a can of food would get you $60 for a season pass at Wet n' Wild.
Yeah. Wet n' Wild was an occasional visit, but I never had a pass to Wet n' Wild.
So you weren't allowed. I wasn't allowed to buy anything there. We had to drink water out of the water fountains,
right,
and all that. We weren't,
yeah,
allowed to buy anything. Or maybe my parents gave me like $5 or something,
yeah,
like that.
I would, yeah, you would get like $5 or $10 to get a drink and play some video games.
Yeah. But that was it. That was all you needed. And then the sound of summer for me, which it's funny because all my friends still to this day, they'll tell me the same thing. The sound of their summer was the Ranger game being on the in-house, I don't know what you call those old 70s speaker in-house systems.
Yeah, the intercom, the house,
yeah,
intercom.
Yeah, the house intercom was out on the patio. And the Ranger game would be cranked up to 10. And so no matter where we were in the back area of the neighborhood, we could hear that from my parents' house. And every now and then we'd run back and be like, what's the score? And because we were all incredibly interested to know what if the Rangers were beating the Angels or whatever. And then we'd go back out and be do whatever we were doing, playing hide-and-go-seek or We had neighborhood games of hide-and-go-seek that were so... I felt like I was at war. Like, you really felt that way with...
Your heart would be racing.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, these days...
It doesn't exist.
No, I think kids are so overscheduled and overprogrammed. There are so many day camps and away camps and just crap for them to do. If they don't have a job, you're trying to keep them as busy as possible so they're not left to their own devices for whatever reason.
Right.
We just can't trust them anymore.
No.
And it's interesting because, you know, my daughter, she's going to be a junior in the fall, and she had really mixed feelings about the last day of school because she didn't know how this summer was going to go. She didn't know how much she would get to hang out with her friends. She was a little bit nervous about, she has heard horror stories about the junior year is the worst year of high school.
It's hard.
And so she just was kind of like almost depressed. And I was like, man, it's summer. Like,
let's go.
Just be glad.
Is she going to get a job?
I don't think she has time because, again, just camps and just there's so much stuff that she's committed to that I don't think she has time to do that.
Well, I know that, you know, having two kids that have grown up with me, summer is nothing like it was for me. And you know, both my kids say the same thing, that they're envious of the way that our generation did grow up. Because I do think that we, and maybe the generation right after us, let's say, you know, we all got out of high school between, you know, 85 and 95, that next generation was kind of it. And it's all pre-internet.
Yeah.
Too, you know? And maybe a lot of people will be like, you didn't have the internet? Oh, my God. Well, that just opened up the door for anything and everything with groups of people and driving around and, you know, finding spots that the cops weren't going to show up at. And it just, it was so fun. It was all just so fun. But, yeah, I do think that sweet spot is definitely from, like, first grade, where your parents gave you a little bit of freedom to ride your bike somewhere, or at least mine did, in the neighborhood, all the way through about eighth grade before you started having to work. And the job, that took some starch out of things, but still.
Yeah, then you started to have to work for the man.
Man.
Pay taxes.
What was your first paycheck? Were you a $4 guy an hour?
Oh, no. I think it was $3.85 when I, or maybe $3.25.
Yeah, I was $3.25. $3.25.
An hour.
Yeah.
That's when...
A whole day of work for $24.
That's when I worked at... My first job was at IHOP. And my first day at work, that's when I had to dress as the pancake and wave the traffic.
Oh, God. It's so hot. But it was fun. And there's nothing like being a kid. Just absolutely nothing like it. So, if you're a parent, if you're a kid, go have fun. Enjoy this time.
Yeah, don't take it for granted.
No.
Doesn't last forever.
It does not.